Thank you. Is there anyone on whose name I didn't call? Oh, there's Anissa Faruqi.
Hey.
Hey. Anyone else on the call, whose name I didn't call? Okay. So next item is, approve the agenda, and I'll tell you what the agenda is. Number three on the agenda is approve the minutes from October. Number four is development report. Number five is report on upcoming events. Number six is report on Sunday, which is an event that I attended, and on the Woodlands Pride, which was October 25th. Seven is new business. Eight is verify the next meeting, which is December 2nd. Adjourn, and we're going to adjourn by seven. And we will stay on the call if people want to chat for a little bit after 7 o'clock, okay? So do we have any objection to that draft agenda?
I make a motion we approve the agenda.
All right. Great. Mary, are you, Debbie, are you taking minutes?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Great. There was no objection to the agenda. That's passed. Does anyone object to the approval of the minutes from October? We sent it out originally, and I think I just sent it out again. I did not do it as an attachment, I think. I did it. I just put cut and pasted a copy out. It was just went out by email, so you might not have received it. But I did send it out right after the last meeting. Is there any objection to approving these minutes? Okay, so the minutes are passed without objection. Robin, do you have anything to report for us?
Okay. I'm putting in the chat what I'm going to read to you all. Membership as of the 9th of November is 2,730 households. Right now, we have 1,530 sustainers, which just at the end of the drive, we added over 100 new sustainers, which is excellent.
That was from the last pledge drive, or?
The number before the drive was something like 1390.
Uh-huh.
This is like about 140 sustainers have been added.
Great.
Since then.
Okay, great. Well, let me ask you one question there while you're at it. What do you attribute that to?
The drive and just the programmers just really emphasizing become a sustainer, and also people just who were sustainers and realized they weren't anymore, mm-hmm. Re-upping.
It has okay. been systematic. I've heard the more discipline, the DJs have been asking for sustainers, you know, as opposed to just donations. It's very consistent, so it's good. You know, you got people on point.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. All right, and are people having it taken out of their bank account or credit cards? And does that make any difference to us?
The bank is slightly cheaper as far as fees go for KPFT.
Is it any more complicated?
You just have to know your bank's routing number and your checking or saving account number, and most people don't have that on the top of their head, so they have to do a little
answering
research.
Service information if a person has it?
What?
Does the answering service take that information if a person has it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Point of information.
Yes.
I could not hear very well. Robin, did you say 2,030 households?
2,730.
730. Thank you.
If you look in the
1500.
If you look in the chat, I'm putting all this in there too.
Oh, I cannot access the chat.
Okay.
I'm joining by telephone.
All right.
Sustainers is 1530?
Yep.
1500, okay. And you said it was like 1390 before the drive, sustainers, and so we added
about 140.
You said 100?
About 140.
Okay, I didn't hear that. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Monthly sustainer income is about, as of the end of October, $26,625, which is also an increase above what it was the month before. I haven't looked. It's a modest increase over what it was the month before, but I can't tell you exactly.
What was that number again, Robin?
Yes, one more time, please.
$26,625 came in from sustainers in October.
Okay.
Let's see. Lapsed member calls in FY 2025. I should have put that in there. Brought in $17,450 from 79 returned members in total. And car donations in FY25 was 19 car donations, bringing in $23,963. FY26, which started on October 1st, has had one car donation, which brought in $299 so far.
So are you saying that since the new fiscal year, we've only brought in one car?
Since October 1.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have a cart for donating a car? I mean, I don't remember hearing one recently. Do we have one going?
Yes. I've heard one.
Car? Yeah, whose voice was it? Was it like
It's Rob Lee. I've heard one. I can't remember when it was, but I have heard one. Now, whether it's been in the last 2 months, I don't know, but there is one going on.
Oh, it's your voice?
No. A man and a woman trying to sell a car.
Yeah. Oh, that's Otis and Jane then. Okay. Who's trying to speak? I don't hear anybody. Who's that?
Okay.
Is that you? Okay, now I hear you're okay.
Okay. So have we brought in, Robin, have we brought in any lapsed donors since the new fiscal year? Robin, can you hear me?
Okay. Not through the usual, calling out mechanism. I mean, we got people who were severely lapsed who joined in this fund drive, but I did not count them in that manner.
Okay, that's fine. Just wondered. Okay, so thank you, Rob.
Information.
Go ahead,
Nancy. I want to ask Robin, how many new members on this last fund drive?
Oh, it was like 1,040 thereabouts.
1,040 members? No, I don't think so. New members during the
fund drive. New members. Hold on, I can look that up. It just takes a second. Come on. Oh, okay. Brand new members, only 115. Total people who donated sometimes multiple times, was 1,069.
Is that good or bad?
That's
compared to the one before.
That's very similar to the drive before and the drive before that.
Similar. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And how much did we end up with finally?
Oh yeah.
It was 178?
No.
178 or 179 or?
No. Well, hold on. Let me look at this thing again.
I mean, 178,000 or?
195,000.
One programmer was telling that.
195,000.
Well, that was way more than what the programmer was saying, 178,000.
Well, the programmer doesn't know everything.
Where are they getting their information?
Probably from an old email where we were at that number at that time.
I see.
You said you raised 198,000 in this last drive, is that right?
195,000.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Robin.
Well, that was good. That
job,
was
yes.
Far good.
I was actually listening that day that Marla goes, oh my God, the thermometer just burst.
Great.
That's outstanding. We did a good job.
Okay, so moving on. Does anyone else have any questions for Robin? Okay. Report on recent and upcoming development events. Debbie, did you have anything additional to say about your attempts to work on a casino night?
No, I've decided that I'm going to hold off for a little bit because I need to get back with Glenn.
Okay.
I've been, all right. It seems like everybody I know, which is bad, but I mean, not everybody I know, but I've had a lot of funerals and things happening that I haven't been able to do too much.
Unknown caller.
I don't know what that means, but let's move on. Robin, I sent you the name of a musician. I don't really want to say the musician's name, but do you remember me sending you the name of a musician?
Not recently. If whoever it is, I do not remember it.
Okay. I'll be talking to you on Thursday. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about this person because I think it would be very exciting. So, I've been intending to talk to you about it, but Glenn has had election issues. He's been working almost every day in October. And is finally resting since the election. And I have been campaigning and additionally. So I will talk to you on Thursday and I most certainly want to address that issue. I still have not met with the person involving a scavenger hunt. I had, the Gish, not Gish. I had the book for an amazing event that happened up until the pandemic. There was this marvelous event, and it was called Gish. And you can look online and see it. I am still working on it, but right now I'm having more of my hopes set on some sort of musical event. So back to the agenda. Giving Tuesday. Robin, did you want to say anything about how your plans are coming along for that?
I spoke to Michelle Lightfield today about what she can do to come up with a little trinket for people who donate on Giving Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And it sounds very doable. We just have to design it. It'll be pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've discussed that. And I probably will do just about what I do most years on this. Send a mass email out. We'll make appeals on social media. Mm-hmm. On the day, you know, the programmers will talk about it, but not like it's a fund drive or anything. They'll just remind the listeners that it's Giving Tuesday and they feel like giving KPFT feels like taking. Mm-hmm. So that's probably, those are my plans.
Okay. And
is there a date for that, Robin?
December 2nd is Giving Tuesday, I believe.
Yes. And I will certainly work with Michelle to develop that little item, a little gift. Tell us, if you put this on our Facebook, if you put this on the Facebook page, you want us to go on and like it and share it?
Absolutely. You should do that. If anything you see on Facebook from KPFT, especially if you liked it,
mm-hmm.
every like increases outreach a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I don't get on Facebook that often as I should. And when I do, I get very distracted by cat videos and such.
And Jesse Wells.
I guess Jesse Wells, definitely. Man, I wish I could get Jesse Wells. Susan Young just sent me an email, said, "Boy, I like this guy." And I said, "Dang, I wish we could afford this guy." I'd bring Jesse Wells. Okay. Does anybody have any additional information of how we can promote Giving Tuesday?
Do you think we could get any mileage, assuming that the program host would go along with it? Say the person who gives the most gets interviewed on, I don't know, Michael or Egberto's show or something like that, get a little recognition on the air.
That's a good idea, and that has been done before. I think, what's his name? The guy that you hear all the time calling in on Michael's show, and he called in before on Stephen Jolly's show. I forgot this guy's name, but Egberto had him on as a guest, just because he was a top giver at some point. And so they did an hour together program in the morning, and it was good.
Mm-hmm. I guess he probably interviewed him because he was not only a giver, but an activist.
Not an activist, a talker. I don't consider people.
Yeah.
An opinionated person.
They don't do to talk. You know.
Robin, do you have any comments about that idea?
It has brought in donations in the past, and yeah, you just have to have a programmer or two willing to go along with it, which probably would not be too difficult. I don't know if it would make a huge difference and what Giving Tuesday brings in, but it might be a nice way to have people have a sense of participation in it all. I don't see if any programmers are interested in having this little scheme happen.
Okay.
You know, Robin, you skipped over that. That's not a small deal, you know, making people feel like they're, you know, connected to the radio station in a more physical way.
Exactly. And everybody loves recognition.
Robin, what's the range of money that people give when we solicit for Giving Tuesday?
Oh, I would say probably just off the top of my head, anywhere from $5 to about $200. Usually don't get huge donations for that in particular.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know how to work the magic. I'm assuming you know the best way to plant the idea that if you want to be that person that is interviewed that you might give more? Are they giving 55 because we mentioned that we're 55 or?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So is 55 the magical number right now this year?
Yeah, until February the 28th, when I guess it'll be 56.
Point of information.
Yes.
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy. Go ahead,
Robin,
Nancy.
Robin, do you have some kind of a, yeah, I'm talking. Robin, do you have a kind of an idea of how much we're getting on the 55 for 55? Are you keeping a kind of?
Yeah, I'm keeping track of it. I haven't looked at it in a while. I just let it roll. I have to run a little.
What is the last figure you sort of remember?
100,000 something. No, 100,000 something.
But really?
The way we're using it is, asking people to donate $55, but we're also throwing in anything that comes in between drives. It's what do we make during between drives, and that's what that is really.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
But not lapsed donors. Are you adding lapsed donors to that?
Probably yes. If it's between drives, yeah.
Okay.
Can we think about having a thermometer for the number of members? And so ask the programmers to sort of point it out, tell your uncle, aunt, cousins, whatever, your friends, it's grown a little. Now we have this many, and last week we had only that many. And I know it fluctuates up and down. It's hard to calculate that, but just have a date when you count it and then put a red thermometer up to that amount. So we know some idea. It doesn't have to be done, and it cannot be done every day, but like once a month maybe, whenever you do it.
Maybe we could do a flower.
December.
Instead of a thermometer, we could do a flower and, you could see in the stem, you can see membership increase with a goal of some sort. We could tell people our goal is to have 3,500 members by our anniversary or something like that.
Could I interject? Let's ask Robin if something's on the website now to see if there is anything.
This is not as easy as you might think. The way that membership is calculated, it changes at the beginning of every month. Usually it goes down because that's when sustainers for that month roll over. You're kind of in a pending state until your first sustaining pledge after the rollover is made. So you can make a thermometer for anything, but I don't know. It's just it would be difficult to keep that up and have it look like it's always climbing higher, because it's not. So that's my main thought about that.
Okay, but
we had 10,000 in 2007, 10,000 members in 2007, and Otis said it lasted for 2 minutes, something like that. But we should be thinking, More, not just 3,000 members.
Well, think about it. To give some incentive to people to become new members, might be worth our time somehow. Just a thought.
Would it be discouraging?
Maybe by word of mouth is one of the best ways, or by word of mouth, or I don't know, some kind of sentence that's on the website that just encourages people. Oh, we have now 2,730, whatever, in the date, that you want to put there, and then leave that there. And the next time we put something, I think it's very, we need to get our members, excited about building up. Don't keep it a secret, you know.
Well, I must admit, I thought that the picnic that we did was an attempt to help people kind of get into the idea that there's a lot more people out there, and it would be nice if we had some outreach meetings where we would meet more people.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I, you know, that kind of intersects into an idea I'd like to let y'all know about, something mm-hmm. I've been thinking about and talking to some programmers about. Can mm-hmm. I have talk about a potential event?
I tell you what, let's talk about that in new business.
Okay,
unless it's an outreach calendar event or something, we'll if so, we'll talk about that in six. But so we're talking about Giving Tuesday, and it's my fault just as much as yours that we got off topic. But thank you, Robin, for pursuing this, and if there's anything we can do, certainly, is there anything to Giving Tuesday other than Giving Tuesday?
I think it's kind of a conundrum for KPFT because we've just gone through Giving October and November in a very loud way.
Yes.
You know, I've always kind of been, like I told Judy, you know, we'll do things on the web, on social media and that sort of thing. But what we say over the air, I think should be much more subdued, not absent, but subdued, because we have been lambasting people for weeks.
One other thing we could do is acknowledge some of our programmers throughout the years. I mean, we've had some amazing engineers and some amazing programmers and some amazing people just behind the scenes, like Bill Crozier, but, you know, some not with us, but I think that mentioning some stories, some historical stories, saying, you know, this is Giving Tuesday, we want to mention some of our previous volunteers, because some people have given money and some people have given time and talent. Those might be rather nostalgic and might be an incentive for people to give. Just a thought. So if we have some programmers that want to reminisce, we might want to encourage that as part of the pitch. So, okay.
I got a question. Do you think that, cause I heard that, you know, the board members were mentioned, as being, people that were giving. Do you think that helped? That they knew that there was, you know, members of the committees and the board donating? Robin?
I don't remember seeing any mention of it by donors. I don't think so.
Okay.
You know, it's very helpful to have the board to commit in some way to support a drive. But frankly, you know, I knew there was a vote by the board and they all agreed with it, but I only knew of 7 board members who actually were going to pony up any money.
Oh, okay.
So.
That's a few more than last time.
Yeah, maybe.
I think there was five or six of us that did it, but.
Yeah. So. Now the best way of like that is, I think, if the board says, we're the board, whether one individual covers it or they all do, just says, we're going to donate so much for each pledge given, or each, you know, whatever metric you want to use. And then behind the scenes, just have the board commit to a certain amount. And I said, whether it comes from all of them or one of them, it's kind of, you know, we don't have to tell the listeners the details.
Did we have a good amount of them that donated to Rob's Saturday event?
Board members?
Yeah.
No.
No. Mm-mm.
Wow.
But while we're on board members, though, I think when there is a statement, I listen to KUHF as well. When there is a statement that says there's going to be a match, whether it's from an outside organization or the board, and since all we have is the board at KPFT or an anonymous donor, I do believe that it does create incentive for people to give, because you will have some sort of magnifying effect on your donation. So I do believe there's something, and I would argue that we do not have the ability to measure how effective that it is, but wow, if groups like KUHF and many others that do have more resources and can measure that are doing it, I would make the assumption that it is valuable, and I would hope that the board or an anonymous donor or whoever continues to do it. But it isn't easy to measure.
Yeah, thank you, Rob, for constantly reminding us. I think when there is a match, that I want to give more. No, it's a real incentive. Nancy, did you have a question? Your hand is up.
Oh, yeah, about car promo. I would like us to think about, if anybody here wants to write a car promo, and you know, it's really good, not just to get something off your lawn, but you know, I was threatened by the city. They said, you have an inoperable vehicle. And I said, yes, I know I do, but I want to keep it there so it'll keep away burglars, because they'll think somebody's home or somebody's living there. And then they tell me, well, you're going to have to go to court. So I had to give it away, and I gave it away to another organization, not the KPFT. I gave it to Physicians for a National Healthcare Program, universal healthcare. Anyway, but you know, that kind of information, do people know that? I mean, if you've got an inoperable vehicle there, they can take you to court, and I didn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if somebody has some good ideas in the back of your burner, thinking about something comical or something cute, about a car promo, it would be nice if we had one. That one is good that Otis and Jane did, but maybe something, a new one, if you can think of one.
Okay.
Could an intern do it?
Yes.
Anybody with some talent could do it.
Nancy, so we're gonna move on because we don't have very much more time. Robin, how often are we playing the promos to encourage vehicle donations?
I couldn't tell you how often.
Not that much.
Well, we might want to check on that. We might want to just check on it. Okay. So, I wanted you to know.
Howard might know that.
Yes, I'll ask him when I see him.
How's Rob's IRA and the will thing? Is it getting many donations?
We just got a check for $7,500 last week.
Bravo! Thank you.
Good.
You know, you got it. If you ask,
was that somebody died?
No.
No.
The legacy. On legacy. The important thing about legacy donations is we need to do it consistently over time, and it's hard to measure, but I have worked with another group, and 1 year we got $1 million one. It just needs to be done. It's out there. It's one of the tools in the quiver, and when it hits, many times it can be large.
And it's implying that we would be good stewards with that money. You know, since we're speaking the lingo, we know how to do it. We know how to ask and just keep asking. And if people say, hey, I think I'll give money. Anissa, did you have a question?
Well, no, I was going to make a suggestion. That, you know, we can do like in carts and stuff and around, especially around fund drives. It's like, you know, our board member, you know, Bubba Gump for, you know, the Cajun show, wants to, or has a birthday today. So everybody, you know, make his birthday give $10 or something.
You know, that's, I think Tom Harper and Hank, I think, have gone on Facebook on their birthday and said, hey, it's my birthday coming up, and in honor of my birthday, I'd like you to give money to KPFT.
Rick thing go? Maybe
Robin?
What are you talking about?
You know, did you hear Rick Izquierdo? They were trying to get people to donate, and then they were going to do a brick.
Oh, well, I got people who donated for bricks. I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Because
I'm off the top of my head. How will I remember who donated for what? But I would say probably 7 or 8 more donations for bricks, if I remember more or less correctly.
Yeah, because I know Rick was trying to do something Saturday. If they got donations in, they were going to try to do a brick.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, Rick was offering somebody to join to pay, and he would also pay something so they'd have a brick.
Okay, that hasn't Saturday, happened.
Oh, okay. But you did get 7 or 8 more bricks though.
Yeah, just from various shows.
Okay.
So, Robin, if a person calls in and gives toward a brick, and it's not during a pledge drive, does that count toward, you know, 55 for 55 then?
If it's between on-air drives, yeah.
Okay. But we are keeping a running total of how much money we've collected through the concept of a brick.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, good. All right. Anything else under recent and upcoming? Do we have any upcoming events that we need to talk about?
I have an idea for an event.
I found two. Two that are coming up really soon.
Okay, so
go ahead.
Okay, so
I'm
Nancy,
go ahead.
We have one event that deserves discussion. And it's money. Right. Robin can tell us, but we still have a few tickets to a private party.
What?
You're breaking up.
I would hope.
Repeat that. You're breaking up.
We have
up.
A private party.
Mm-hmm.
Am I breaking up?
Not now.
Am I breaking
up? Not now. Hurry up. Okay. Now you're okay.
We have a private party Saturday night to support the two DJs, Glenna Bell and Marcus French. We have a couple of tickets left. They're $180 each. Everybody here can talk to people and see if we can sell a few more tickets. We're trying to sell out and have 25 people. So again, we did not have a big artist for this year for the fundraiser, and this was a small private event that we are trying to have this Saturday night. So if you know anybody, if you want to attend, come on. It's $180 a ticket. Thank you very much. I'm happy to get anyone November more details.
Saturday, November 15th. Okay.
Yes.
Are we still announcing that on air?
No, not really, no. It's,
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
Not even
okay,
from Marcus.
I only have a couple of tickets.
Yeah, it was designed to help two DJs. If we do this again, I think we'll make it a general, or maybe a weekend group or something. But, we might have not designed it perfectly, cause the other DJs were not promoting it. But here we are. We can debate all of this later. If you know anybody, we'd love to have you. Mexican food, wine and beer. It's going to be quite the affair this Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m.
Where?
My house.
What did you say?
My house.
Oh, I see. Home.
So everybody's invited. So, but it does cost $180. So come on. We probably have three or four tickets left.
Okay, before you said 150. Is it 150 or 180?
180.
Okay.
180. Why is this not announced on the air?
It was during Fun Drive.
There's some wrong.
No, fuck you piece of shit.
Oh, it was?
Yeah,
okay, okay, who used the obscenity on the air? Let's stop that. Okay.
Sorry. I didn't call my phone.
Okay, so did you say, Rob, it was from 3 to 6?
4 to 7.
Okay. Can we put it on Facebook? Would that help?
Oh yeah, it's there already.
Okay.
Pinned to the top of the page, all that.
Okay, everybody.
Yeah, I thought they were saying 150 on during the Fun Drive.
They were incorrect. That's not unusual.
Well, I'll just bring $30 extra.
Okay, everybody promote this.
There's two large events that are coming up very soon. They're both free. One of them is at the U of H. It's a 2-day affair, and it's the largest Islamic art festival in the Southwest. It's 15th and 16th, from 10:30 in the morning till 5:30 in the evening. I have never gone to this thing, but
stop. Stop. November what?
15th and 16th.
Same day. 15th, Saturday and Sunday. Oh. It's 15 and 16th. From 10:30 to 5:30. I probably could go on a Sunday, for outreaching and wear KPFD and take a brochures or a poster. But I had never gone to, and it's the largest one in the Southwest. The other thing is Thanksgiving parade downtown on, November 27th, Thursday. It's 9 to 11. It's in the morning.
Yeah.
So if you go, I would advise take somebody wear a poster so you don't have to talk so much, and people can see you from a far distance. And then people that you're close by, you can talk to them and hand them a flyer.
Okay. I'm going to be out of town on November 27th. I'm sorry I said that on air.
Most people are in public.
Robin?
Gosh, your line breaks up so much.
Robin? Dan? Robin, Debbie, I asked Debbie to reproduce those little slips of paper because I've given them all out, the ones with the QR codes on it. Do we want to produce those and mention the app, listening to KPFT on an app, or downloading an app?
Oh, yeah.
I just had those reprinted, about 1,000 of them. Not mentioning the app. But,
It's repetitive. It says Houston Community Station, your community media. I mean, it's got community twice. I mean, we could use that space for something else. It's repeating things. So can we talk before you repent again? we could even put the call-in show in the morning. That show is very, it's getting people from other states, you know, Michigan mm-hmm. and Maryland and Georgia and California, Illinois, Ohio. I mean, Alberto's show, he has it free topic, open topic, and that is very, very, that's very free and unconstrictive. And so he's getting more and more callers from way far away, and I think that would be a good show to just put down there. I don't know if you guys would like that, but when I pass out flyers, I write that down, that call-in show.
So, Nancy, wait a minute, Nancy. Okay, so Robin, so give it some thought as to whether you'd like to mention something about downloading on the app.
Yeah, because, you know, get KPFT's app. And if you have an Apple or Android and you get apps, you know where to go.
Okay, well, let's talk about this when I'm at the station on Thursday. And I will certainly take some of those. And make.
Okay, I have a...
You give me a copy, Teresa, and add that. Just give me a little copy and I'll print some of them up.
Did you hear that, Robin? Robin, did you hear that?
Robin?
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, yeah. Okay. If you just get me a copy.
What, you just need a different art, that's all? Okay.
Well, or just to add the app at the bottom of something. I can print, I can print them. If you just get me a picture.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Nancy has a comment about the app. On the phone, it's not good, and I hope it gets corrected. And I sent a picture of what it looks like. It's got, you know, when I want to go to archives using the app, it's just like six or maybe eight different blank rectangles with white light on it, a little bit of ink, but no words. So it's like, and I said it, I wrote and I sent to Robin and
I answered you actually.
Anyway, I think I sent to Robin.
Yeah, I did answer you when you did that. And
I didn't, I'll have to check.
And, myself, I have an Android phone and somebody near me had a Apple phone and we could not recreate what you were talking about. It was looking fine on our phones. So.
No, I sent a picture.
I know. Like I said, we couldn't recreate it. So.
Oh my goodness. So is this just my iPhone is doing this or? Well, anyway, the other thing is about it, that thing, you know, cause, you know, you can't get anything out of that. So for archives, I have to go to the old style, kpft.org, I cannot use that to get to the archives. The other thing I wanted to talk about is, remember we talked about when you go to the grid and you click the title of the show and a box pops out and it has a description of the show. Remember? Can we put, click the show for description or show's description, click. Can we put that somewhere there? Because I don't think everybody understands that if you click the show, the big good display comes out. Sometimes it has a picture of the person or some graphic comes out. And then some of those descriptions have almost nothing on them. Like they need to be updated or added to. It's just like nothing. So most of them are fine, but some of them are just really bad. And I think the programmer should take responsibility to make sure that a description is good or there's a graphic or something. Some of those shows have nothing. So that's just why I wanted to say that about the grid, the clicking to see the show description. I really do miss those, program guides we used to, pass out. Because you could see all the shows at once and I could put it on the refrigerator. I could carry it in the car and, you can see the description of all the shows and people when you're outreaching, you can show them and talk to them a little and, oh, you might like this show or you like this kind of music. Oh, how about we have this show with this kind of music? One man was saying, I like Zydeco. Oh, we have a Zydeco show here, right here. And I'd circle. So it's, I don't know. I really do like those program guides. If we could find a cheaper way
those
to make them.
Those would be good to hand out at events, you know, just to let people know,
yes,
where shows are that they might like.
Could I interject?
Yeah, I really do.
Could I interject? Nancy, I think I speak for the group. We like your comments. but there's a lot of them. Would it be possible that you submit your comments and your thoughts before the meeting in a written fashion so that we could maybe choose
yes,
one?
Yes, if everybody
or two?
Else would do the same. Yeah, everybody else do the same. You too, and everybody else the, on
this
line.
It's the number of comments.
Don't just say, Nancy has okay. to do this.
Is that even developed an outreach? I guess.
Okay, everybody, stop. Okay, Nancy, you've weighed in. You started mentioning an event on the 15th and the 16th at U of H, and I did not catch what kind of event it was. So it's something
Islamic.
About art?
Islamic art.
12th Annual Islamic Art Festival. It's the biggest one in the Southwest. Be at U of H. It's free. 10:30 okay. to 5:30, 15th and 16th, Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, and where?
The Thanksgiving parade.
What?
U of H.
Stop.
Main campus. U of H main campus.
What? That's a big campus. Is there a building?
That's a good question. I went on the site and it's not really telling. I guess I have to call them and find it. It said main campus.
Okay. Is there anyone on this call that wants to attend that and distribute KPFT literature? Okay.
Yeah, I do on Sunday. I don't think I can do Saturday.
So the only issue then is to try to get something to Nancy that she can distribute. So, Nancy, feel free to call me on Thursday, and if I get a chance, I will meet you somewhere and get you those little flyers.
Or I can
flyers.
Go to the station. Yeah, I can go to the station and pick up, flyers if they're there. Where are they anyway? Are they Debbie's house or Robin's house or?
We don't have them.
Your house or where?
They're at the printer right now, the ones that I ordered. I haven't picked them up yet.
Uh-huh.
I don't know when
okay,
I will.
So, anyway.
15 minutes.
Okay. So this thing is a 15th and 16th. That means this weekend. So do we have other flyers?
Okay. Not really. No.
No.
I don't have that.
No. Okay. I have some old ones, but they're like really the wrong Lovett address was on it, but it just says kpft.org and, it's very general. I can use those. If I can't get the little new ones, that's fine.
Okay. Robin, do you think you might have them by Thursday?
I think so. I just have to drop by the printer and pick them up.
Okay. Well, if you do, then
where's the printer?
On wall.
Oh, okay. I'll meet you at the printer then.
Teresa.
Yes.
It's 7:09 p.m.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to ask everybody to bear with me for 5 more minutes. And Nancy, I want you to let me call people I'll call on people to speak. Okay. Robin, I'll be happy to pick them up at wall on my way there if you want or whatever you want. Just let me know. And if you get them to me on Thursday, I can somehow get them to Nancy if need be.
Okay. Okay. I'll work it out.
Same way with Thanksgiving parade. Is there anyone on this call that wants to participate in the Thanksgiving parade? I cannot. Okay. I don't hear any takers. So, Robin Lewis will update.
I'm not going to promise.
Tiny flyer. Mentioning downloading apps. Okay, and then
Tori has his hand up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and bear with me one more minute, Tori. Nancy Sabara asked for improvements on the apps. Did you get those, Debbie, to put those in the minutes?
Yeah, I got it all.
All right, go ahead, Tor. And Nancy, you can take your hand down. Anissa, was there something you wanted to say?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, I wanted to see what we should do is write down the information about this Islamic art show. If it's an annual thing, we'll keep it on some sort of master list and we can do something next year. I mean, 4 days is too short of a window to really get any good thing done.
Okay, but thank you for mentioning that. Thank you. Okay, Tori, go ahead.
Okay, I need like 1 minute to propose something, an event that I've been talking to programmers about for a good couple of years now. This would be a public affairs programmers meet and greet. So this idea started back when I was doing phones and board for Egberto. He loves the idea. He keeps, every time I talk to him, he keeps, hey, when are we doing it? And the idea is to have like a Saturday afternoon, local free admission, a tip jar at the door, tip jar on stage, have as many public affairs programmers as we can get come on down, and it's a meet and greet. And so the audience gets to meet the programmers, the audience get to meet other audience members. Egberto could live stream it. It raises a little bit of money, but the idea when you advertise this on all the public affairs programs and it's a free admission, come on down and meet the other people that you call in to shows or meet the programmers. It would get a lot of people, you know, if there's free admission. And it would raise a little bit of money, but more than that, it would develop these programs. It would get people talking to each other, and that would get more people listening to the radio, and that would get more people donating. And so, but moreover, you know, it raises the profile of the public affairs programs, which is our most mission-driven programming. You know, the music is somewhat mission-driven, some music shows more than others, but the public affairs programs are where the, you know, that's the business end of KPFT and Pacifica. That's where the mission hits the road. So I'm proposing.
Okay. I can appreciate that. And have you talked to any programmer other than Egberto?
Yeah, I have. I talked to Steve Buckley about this way back then, but also Michael Woodson likes the idea. Wally James loves the idea. They can't wait. You know, they've been, I've been talking to him about it for a couple of years, and it's like, when are we going to do this? And so I just don't have contact information for a lot of the other programmers, you know, the public affairs. A lot of them doing their shows remotely from home. They're not call-in shows. They don't spend time at the station. It's difficult to talk to them.
Okay. Well, I think this is something that falls under a subcommittee would have to work on this. And I will be happy to talk to Robin a little bit more about this on Thursday. And Tori, I will try to get back with you. And if you don't hear back from me by next week, bug me about it. Okay.
Okay.
I will say I got a call from someone in the Woodlands who is planning a major fundraiser event for a political incumbent that's running, and they wanted someone to talk about the importance of community radio, supporting community radio. And I talked to Egberto, and he was very, very happy to talk about that. And I think the more that we do this, the better. And I don't know whether this person, when they contacted, wanted me to do it, but I immediately said, oh, well, Egberto. And, you know, this man is speaking all kinds of places.
Who's the politician?
I don't know whether I should say that right now. So, on air. That's not my place to say that. Anyway, it's up in Montgomery County. Wait a minute. So let me go. Let me say this. I did attend the Sunday event. I think I really messed up and didn't use a clipboard again. What was I thinking? But I got a lot of materials of people that are potential, to speak about various topics at that event. And it was lovely. It was lovely. I also went to the Woodlands Pride. I went with Michelle Lightfield. It was packed. It was high energy. There were many churches and synagogues and denominations represented. They had entertainment. They had food. They had lots of giveaways. And Michelle and I passed out lots of literature, met lots of people that knew KPFT, and I think I sent them to you, Robin. You've already put them on the email list, correct?
You haven't sent me anything.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll send it to you again. Maybe I made a mistake. I thought I sent it to you. But I've got it right here. I think I've got about 40 names, emails, and phone numbers. So it was pretty nifty. Pretty nifty. That was a very good opportunity for outreach. Okay, any other new business?
I got a question. That what Tori had mentioned, the meet and greet,
mm-hmm.
Do we need a place to do that, or can we do that at the station?
No, we need a venue.
A venue, okay.
Way too small. I was thinking something like Dan Electro's, where there's easy parking. There's a really good, it sounds great. It's the best sounding stage in Houston. And plus they have this huge outdoor area, for smokers and whatnot. And it's a lot of KPFT smokers. So it's kind of the ideal place. It's central. It's sort of in the middle of our signal area up in the Heights. It's on 24th. Dan Electro's would be the first choice.
Okay. I think we're progressing really good. I'm excited.
Okay. Verifying our next meeting. I will be going to Power Tools. And so I will need some of the cards for KPFT. Okay. And if there's anyone here that feels like attending an event, Power Tools is a lot of fun. And I mean, you meet all of these other nonprofit people. Okay. Our next meeting is, I think it's next week sometime. Power Tools is training for people with nonprofits and with a keynote speaker and lunch and training sessions for people that work with volunteers or management or fundraising or whatever. And it's every year about this time. And where did I write? Oh, it's on the 19th. It's on Wednesday the 19th. It starts at like 7 a.m.
Oh, can't go.
Okay. Our next meeting is December 2nd. And does anyone want to move to adjourn?
I'll move to adjourn.
Thank you, everyone. Any objection? No objection. So thank you so much for your creativity and your courtesy on this call. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good night, everybody.
Have a good
night. Thank you.
Good night.